الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ومن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا وهاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله صدق الله العظيم My dear respected elders, respected brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin today with a simple question. What does the new Islamic year actually mean to us? No fireworks, no public countdowns, no trending hashtags, and yet here we are in Muharram, the month that opens the doors to 1447 Hijri. A calendar that does not begin with a conquest or a celebration, but with a journey. Not a journey of distance, but of purpose. A journey of Hijrah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't migrate to retire in peace. He migrated to build a civilization. Hijrah was not an escape. It was alignment, moving from a place where his message was stifled to a place where it could grow, heal and shine. And this calendar, this quiet moonlit marking of time, it reminds us real change doesn't need noise, it needs sincerity. My dear respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Those who believe and migrate and strive in the way of Allah, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ They are the true believers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't just instruct Hijrah as history, he commanded it as duty. I command you to stick to the Jama'ah, to listening, obedience, Hijrah, and striving in the path of Allah. But today, my dear brothers, you and I, we're not packing our bags to leave for Medina. No Quraysh is chasing us out. So what does Hijrah mean for a Muslim living in a modern city with a smartphone in his hand and pressure in his chest? Hijrah today means a shift from where your iman is suffocating to where it can breathe. It might mean hijrah from certain applications where your soul is quietly being distracted, is being drained, scroll after scroll. It might mean hijrah from a lifestyle that's always loud, always plugged in, never spiritual. It might mean hijrah from a conversation that drowns out your sense of purpose. And it starts inside. It starts small and private, but it's real. My dear brothers, in the dead of night, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam left Mecca with his companion Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu an, they're making their journey towards Medina. They're making their hijrah, their migration. And on that dusty road between Mecca and Medina, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Abu Bakr radiyallahu an were alone. They were vulnerable. There was no army, there was no power. And suddenly, Suraqa ibn Malik, armed and galloping, spots them. He's inches from capturing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see, when the Quraysh on that night, they surrounded the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to, na'udhu billah, finish him. But they planned, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the best of planners. And in his place, his Ali radiallahu anhu took his place, and him and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu left for Medina. And when they found out that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa has left Mecca and he's migrated, the Quraysh became very angry, and they put a bounty on his head and asked them to find them. It wasn't the normal highway that they took to Medina. It was a different route that they had took. But the point, my dear brothers, is that this, as soon as Suraqa ibn Malik, he came closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his horse sinks into the sand. It wasn't just the once, it was thrice, three times. As he's getting closer, his horse is sinking. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that moment, tired, exiled and hunted, looks up and says to Suraqa ibn Malik, that, O Suraqa, what will you do on the day that you wear the bracelets of the king of Persia? Suraqa was stunned. This wasn't fear speaking. It was faith seeing beyond the moment. Because at that time, the Persian Empire was at its pinnacle. That has never been there before. It's like the superpower of the time. And the Prophet ﷺ is telling Suraqa that, you know, you will be wearing the bracelets of the king of Persia. But my dear brothers, years later, under the reign of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu an, the Persian Empire fell. And those golden bracelets delivered to Medina, given to Suraqa, just as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised. That's what Hijrah was. It was sacrifice and a vision, my dear brothers. And that's what's missing in our modern rush. We want immediate reward. But Hijrah tells us, walk away from comfort for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of the truth, and Allah will show you what you have never imagined. My dear brothers, we're also approaching Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fasted this day, not because of mourning, but because of meaning. When he arrived in Medina and saw the Jews fasting, he asked why. They said, this is the day when Musa alayhi salam was saved from Pharaoh. And so he said that we have more of a right to Musa alayhi salam than they do. So he fasted and he taught us to fast it. A day when tyranny drowned and truth reached shore. So my dear brothers, the 10th of Ashura, no, 10th of Muharram, you know, the Prophet ﷺ in his last year, he mentioned that if Allah gives me life to next year, then I will, you know, fast 9th, 10th, 10th, 11th, meaning you add another day, either before or the day after as well. Not just the single day on its own, but even though that's fine. Well, my dear brothers, Muharram also carries the heavy memory of Hussein ibn Ali radiallahu an, the beloved grandson of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His stand at Karbala was not political stunt. It was an echo of every prophet who ever stood against falsehood. He did not die alone. He stood with principle. He refused to give bay'ah to tyranny. His neck was bowed only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his sacrifice wasn't a call for revenge. It was a reminder. When truth is under pressure and the world wants you to kneel, stand away. Stand anyway. Even if it's just you and a few behind you. My dear respected brothers, especially to our young brothers and sisters, I know that it's not easy. We are living in an age where Islam isn't just unpopular, it's inconvenient. The pressure is silent, but it's real. Hijrah for you might mean saying no when everyone is saying yes. Hijrah for you might mean praying on time, even when your friends mock it. Hijrah for you might mean unfollowing what you know isn't helping your soul. But my dear brothers and sisters, you're not alone. You are part of an ummah that has lived through pharaohs and empires and still stood. So my dear brothers, I urge you to start small, start sincere, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us successful, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes this new Islamic year a year of turning back to you, a year of clarity, sincerity, and a real change in our lives. Wa akhira du'ana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sunnah.